Now, how is seasonal affective disorder different from other forms of depression?
There are two things that make it different. Firstly, there's people that suffer from this disorder have regular patterns of depression that come on in wintertime, often sort of starting in autumn and then going through till spring, and then spontaneously remitting in the spring and summertime. So they're better then, but they get depressed most winter times. And secondly, the clinical picture is somewhat different from other forms of depression. And people suffering from this depression characteristically tend to sleep more. They go to bed earlier. They feel tired during the day. They tend to eat more, craving carbohydrates, and feel generally slowed down and not functioning as well as they do when they're well. So it's a somewhat different clinical picture we see from other forms of depression, where people often will sleep less and they can't sleep as well, and they may tend to eat less than they normally do.
Right, of course. And in your conversation article, you mentioned that SAD isn't common in Australia, but it can still occur. Now, of course, you know, Australia is quite a sunny place. Now, where and when is it likely to happen here?
Well, it will happen. I do see a number of people that suffer from seasonal affective disorder, and generally they will report similarly that their onsets generally occur in May or June, and then come the long weekend in September, October, they're starting to get better again. But it's not as common as we see it in the Northern Hemisphere or countries nearer the poles, where they have much, much longer nights than we have in Australia.
Absolutely. And can seasonal depression also heighten in non-winter periods, for example, during holidays or birthdays or different anniversaries and such?
That's a really interesting question. We also have found a summer variant of the disorder where people will get depressed in the Australian summertime. So that is a variant, and it's now quite well recognised. But there's another phenomenon that people will have, and that they do get depressed around certain anniversaries every year. It may be the relatives coming at Christmas may depress you, or some other event that happens on a regular basis. But that's probably a different phenomenon than we're seeing with seasonal affective disorder.
Absolutely. Now, you also state that the cause of SAD, SAD, is in a delay of circadian rhythms. Now,
yes.
What is a circadian rhythm?
Well, our bodies have to attune themselves or adapt to the external environment. And the external environment runs on a 24-hour clock. And so we have to be adapted to that clock. So we're awake and alert during daytime. We're sleeping and not functioning and functioning more slowly at nighttime. And that is very, very tightly controlled by clocks within our body. And those clocks reset every day, because if we run without any external environment influencing us, we don't normally have a 24-hour cycle in our functioning. It's a bit longer than that. And so we have to reset our clocks every day. And there are a number of controls that reset our clocks. These are called Zeitgebers or time setters. Social events, when we start our interactions with people in the daytime, will be a Zeitgeber telling us it's daytime, we need to be alert. When we have meals, morning breakfast and an evening meal, that tells our body that that's the evening or it's the morning. But probably one of the most potent ones is daylight. Light has an effect in affecting a hormone that's produced at nighttime. We have a hormone called melatonin that's only produced at nighttime that does seem to control our body clocks, and it's switched off by light. So that's another mechanism in which we control internal environment, so it's completely in tune with the external environment. What we think happens in seasonal affective disorder, people don't adapt properly to the winter time, or they're producing too much melatonin, and so they tend to have their circadian rhythms getting delayed. So when they wake up in the morning, they still think it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and they don't want to get up, and they feel tired. And so that accounts for some of the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder.
Of course. And final question, probably the most important one, especially for those at home who may be dealing with seasonal depression, how can this disorder be treated both naturally and clinically, if at all?
It can be treated. And this is one of the exciting things about it.
Amazing.
And we found that if we introduce bright light to people in the mornings, it switches off their melatonin. And so with a form of treatment that was developed quite a long time ago called bright light therapy, which you generally sit in front of very bright light for a couple of hours in the morning, it switches off melatonin and the depression lifts in 2 or 3 days. This has got much more sophisticated now. We now know that the light that switches off melatonin production is a blue light, and that turns off melatonin. So we actually use glasses using blue lights to switch off melatonin, rather than having to use full spectrum white light, which is quite painful to sit in front of for quite a long period of time. We're now using that to switch off melatonin. But the other very simple strategy is to get up, open your curtains and go outside, because actually the light that we get in Australia in the mornings, even if it's sort of 7 or 7.30, is still quite a high intensity light, and that will be enough to switch off melatonin.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Boyce. It's been great having you on the show to talk about this.
Pleasure.